This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Backblaze Online Backup. It's a simple way to back up all your movies, photos, music, videos, and all other data for just $5 a month. It's simple, and you can access all your data online from wherever you are. Try it absolutely free by going to backblaze.com/CPC.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Welcome back, dear listener, to the captivating reconstruction of the final days of... What in the name of the Founders is covering up my volume now? Some sort of dense green... Is that carpet? Oh, mold! Oh, devilish magma of old bathe you in flame! Ah, disgusting. Oh! Merciful directors. False alarm. Dear listener, not mold. It's just moss. Still, though, can't be too careful. I'll douse it in spirits later on. Teach that interloping greenery a lesson in trespassing. A lesson from which we can all benefit. Freeloaders, parasites, and unauthorized dependents of all classifications will not be tolerated in our city, even if it is a shadow of its former self. I never had children, you know. I suppose these recordings are my legacy. Lovingly cultivated, they are the truest and most valuable gift to our future that I can provide. If I could only rebuild it all. Well, I suppose that's your job, isn't it, dear listener? Have you ever observed children recreationally play-acting, pretending to be adult policies, gesturing to pantomimed pocket watches and insisting that they have important meetings to attend? Well, that is precisely what the Hendersonians did in the final days of our civilization. Hear them now, hauling tubs of harmful, unrefined algae into the shanty town of Level 2. These has-been dung shovelers, these ersatz liberators, have transformed into make-believe agrarians. It can only end badly for the Hendersonians, and from the looks of our city at present, it most assuredly did.
Over there, that corner's a decent spot.
To stow these algae tubs or to die of exhaustion?
Stifle it, funny man.
It's funny pants.
Seriously, I feel like I've been beaten with a pipe.
Come on now, we're all tired.
And hungry.
And thirsty.
Thirsty for freedom?
Oh man.
Boy, somebody really sucks the squeezins out of you for. Here, let me help.
Whoa. Thank the Founders. We made it.
We're heroes.
So nice to sit down. My bum leg is killing me.
You know, you're alarmingly strong for your age.
Ha! Just how old do you think I am?
I was thinking 80s? 90s?
100. No, 300.
I don't know, like a million?
A million?
What, 2 million?
Doesn't Heart Life teach you maths?
Maths was an elective.
Yeah, I got a doctor's note.
I can see that you're tuckered out, so I'll spare you the lecture. Now, what's with the grub tubs?
Algae rations for the refugees. Brought them up from the fields like we planned.
And I accidentally joined in for the hard part.
Believe me, pushing the tubs up the stairwell wasn't the hard part.
Stairwells! Good for the quads! But only 3 troughs of unprocessed algae? Is this it?
We would have brought back more, but we're just so...
Lazy?
No!
Fat?
Hey!
All right, everybody. Nobody here is fat.
I am. It's a symptom of my success.
Look, we're obviously exhausted, so let's just sit a spell and think up a fair way to dole out this food. Once that's done, we can get some rest.
Oh, getting out of these boots is so sparking good. Gosh, I'm sore.
What about the food, man?
That's right. Let's focus up, gang. Now, I was thinking we'd feed the sick people and the youngins first. and then hand out the rest of the food according to need.
Or we could form a line and have a Hendersonian spooning out equal portions of algae for everyone.
Who gets to be first in line?
I don't know. How much food do we have?
Hear that? She said they got food!
I knew it. Hey, Hendersons, you guys got algae in them tubs?
We are Hendersonians! And yes, we do! We rob from bureaucracy and give back to mediocrity!
Not your best.
Oh, can I have some?
Oh, of course you can, young lady.
Hey!
He's a boy!
Gender is a construct of society, man. Or woman.
Oh.
Food for thought.
How about some food for mouth?
I wouldn't have said it better myself. Now, if you'll all just form a line...
Chowta!
Hey, what are you doing? Stop that!
You're making a mess!
They're gonna eat the whole tub!
Probably.
Come on, guys, knock it off!
Don't make me get up off this floor, people! Everybody, please! Just take a handful! This needs to last!
They don't care, Tim! They're hungry!
Old man, do something!
Like what? Bring them with ladles?
Archie!
I was just tasting it. For nutrients.
Good one, Davenport.
Looks like we got here just in time. Who's in charge?
Down here.
Right. You on the floor. Where do you need us?
And, who are you?
We're the management.
Meant consultants. Independent, completely unaffiliated management consultants.
What's a management consultant?
It's a consultant for management type things, like this one. Now, as your consultant, I advise you all to queue up in front of Mr. Carter over there in an orderly fashion so that food can be distributed fairly.
And if we don't?
What's your name, son?
Conrad.
Do you have kids, Conrad?
What?
Kids. You got any?
No, I don't have any kids. I don't have anyone, so don't think you can threaten...
Any of the rest of you got kids? Kids who are starving to death right now while Conrad here feeds his face and laughs about it?
What? No, that's not what I was doing.
Then what were you doing? Explain to us all how you hoarding all the algae you can get your grubby little hands on doesn't mean less for our loved ones.
But no, we were all...
The line ends with Conrad here. Anyone else want to steal food from kids? Good. So then, as I said, I advise you to queue up in front of Mr. Carter in an orderly fashion.
Orderly. Orderly. He said orderly.
Here. Let's get you up.
Thanks.
No offense, but are any of you up to keeping this food safe?
Conviction is our greatest strength.
Uh-huh. Well, look, we found these two Tower Watch defectors who might be willing to guard your food in exchange for not being brained with a shovel on site. This is Gloria Moreno and...
Augie?
Veronica!
Baby! I thought you were dead!
I didn't know where you were. Couldn't find you.
Oh,
they love each other.
Shut up.
Veronica Hasher! You've been fraternizing with the enemy this whole time!
Yeah, we're married. Look, not every Tower Watch officer is a monster.
Just like 90% of them.
I have mixed feelings about this union.
I think it's sweet.
No way! Once a tool of the system, always a tool of the system.
Look, everybody's just trying to survive. There's violence breaking out in every department. People who have worked together for years are turning on each other for scraps.
And there are still some diehard Stormhawks in hiding, taking pot shots at anyone unlucky enough to wear a badge.
Stormhawks don't capitulate.
So look, here's the deal. You guys look to be the only ones who know what you're doing around here. If you'll have us, we'll help you get things organized.
And protect yourselves.
The screws bring wisdom to our humble shantytown.
Can we stay?
Of course.
Now, wait a minute, Sally. Just because we let you into the fold doesn't mean we'll obey your totalitarian laws.
Of course not. Like I said, we're management consultants.
What's that mean?
It means, as former heads of department, we give you advice and expertise. If you don't like it, don't do it. We've got no say.
So, we make the rules?
Our own rules?
Rules everyone agrees on, not mandated from a manager.
Perhaps it is time.
Time for what?
Time we made our own rules. Thus far, we have just been surviving, waiting for Heartlife to recognize our list of grievances and change. But now I say forget it.
Forget it?
We handmade hundreds of those lists.
Instead, I say, we survivors of the Flood, we Hendersonians, Stormhawks, renegades, and outcasts, we become our own society, with our own rules. A merry band that isn't governed by some board of directors, but a group of people that collectively determines their own future. We'll be a brand new, bright, shining... what do you call a big team of people working together with a common interest?
A company. We could be a company.
A company.
A company.
A company. Wait. Are y'all spies?
No.
Okay. A company.
Hooray!
A company.
Hooray! Oh, if only they had been spies. But alas, officers Moreno and Hasher were nothing more than base traitors cut from the same plexicloth as the rest of their odious companions. It pains me to present you with such an appalling, treasonous moment in history, but if I am to make any sense of this derelict world I have inherited, I must include the unfortunate inception of their subversive new company. I wish it could have unfolded any other way, dear listener, but it seems history, just like the world of my youth, is dark and full of wolves. Lock your doors, huddle close to your Audibox, and remember those happier days in our fair city.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Our Fair City. If you haven't already, take a moment and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting platform you listen to us on. That helps us stay on the charts where new Loyal Policies can find us. If you are as excited about the world of HeartLife as we are and want to hear more, please consider becoming a monthly donor on Patreon at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There you can find patron-exclusive content like scripts for Andrew Snidge's audio drama, Adventures in Science, character-themed playlists, and more. Thank you all so much for your support and for listening. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.